with Jeremy Emmett. Oh, if I know from his name, he's going to be a quality guest. Chair of Barston Parish Council in the West Midlands. Jeremy, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Now, tell us where exactly you are. I mean, you're a bit out of Cambridge here, aren't you? But we'll explain while we're talking to you.
Yeah, we're in Solihull in the West Midlands.
And you were an area, am I right in saying that, that was blighted by fly tipping?
I think every area has a problem with fly tipping at some stage. We had a fair share of fly tipping. I wouldn't say we were blighted by it, but we do get our fair share, or did.
Okay, but did. You don't have any more?
We still get fly tipping, but we can get convictions. We can get these people prosecuted and do something about it, which historically we wouldn't have been able to do, which has been great.
Okay, so what can we learn from what you're doing in Barston? What can we learn here in Cambridgeshire? What is the key to this?
Well, we decided to set up an AMPR camera system around our village. It wasn't for fly tipping when we set it up, but ultimately we've had more convictions for fly tipping than burglary. We originally set it up for burglary, but from what we've learned is burglars tend to have false plates or stolen cars. Fly tippers tend to be their own vehicles. So we've had a lot more convictions for fly tipping than we have for burglary. But basically, as long as we know roughly when the fly tipping occurred, we can look at the AMPR camera system and we can give the evidence to the Solihull Council, who then act on it and convict the people that have obviously tipped the waste.
OK, and you know it's successful. They've come back to you, have they, and said, we've got X amount of prosecutions.
Well, I give them the file. I mean, I give them the picture of the vehicle. Obviously, it's a lot easier if it's a tipper or it's a big commercial vehicle. They're easier to spot. We've got a list of convictions now for fly tipping.
Yeah, I mean, is this a panacea there? It sounds like you're still getting fly tipping. It's making a difference, is it?
Oh yeah. I mean, other people have reported quite an increase in the amount of fly tipping that's occurred, but we haven't had that. There's a lot of frustrations involved with local councils at the moment with the way they're operating their waste transfer stations, with people having to give your vehicle reg and make a booking. And I think the latest booking we've got at Solihull at the moment is the 16th of October to tip some waste, which is just too long. So people are frustrated and they just come out into the countryside and decide to get rid of their waste themselves in the countryside, which is obviously extremely expensive.
Yeah, well, you talk about expensive, you know, automatic number plate recognition cameras, they can't be cheap for a parish council, can they?
No, they're not, no. But when you collectively pull together, we've done it through private donations and from raising the precept. Once we've done that, it actually per head, it's not that bad. It's been really successful. It's a good security blanket that we've got over the village for burglaries and for fly tipping.
When you look at the cost, does it actually almost pay for itself? I mean, because we keep it in tidy on their website, they said there was 1 million incidences in the year 2016 to 2017, and it cost, they reckon, £58 million tidying up this way. So do your cameras almost pay for themselves?
Well, there's no benefit for us because obviously ultimately the parish council don't pay for it. It would, obviously it's a deterrent. Whether they go somewhere else and do it, I don't really know. But it's great for around here, and it's really satisfying to be able to get the convictions because it's so frustrating when people dump waste on your doorstep and think it's acceptable. It's always nice to be able to look it up and go, actually, well, here you go, Solihull Council have this, and they then go and prosecute them.
Yeah, a sense of justice being exercised.
Yeah.
Jeremy, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed, sir.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Jeremy Emmett, who is chair of Barston Parish Council, which is near Solihull, but an area in the country which sounds like, you know, using cameras has effectively started to at least prosecute for fly tipping.